Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Well, the futures market predicted a pretty solid start to the session on Wednesday, and the market has been faithful to that. The futures were pointing to a gain of a little more than 0.75%. We've gotten that, and in fact, the markets have been able to build on it, which is quite encouraging. As we move into the lunch period on Wednesday, we've got the ASX 200 up by 1.2%. So the interesting part about that is that it brings us now back up to that price range for the index, which was at the high of Tuesday's session. So that could be a bit of a temptation for sellers the way it has been on the last couple of sessions where we have seen strength sold into. So this will be quite an interesting test for the market to see if it holds up under these circumstances, bearing in mind that in the last two sessions in particular, after strong starts, we have seen the market finish at the lows of the session, which has been an uncomfortable signal. So this will be an opportunity to turn that around. Complicating things, of course, is the final day of the month, so a bit of wiggle room needs to be applied to the thinking. But I suppose what stands out today is that you have got most sectors trading comfortably higher, and in particular, it's the mining and energy stocks that are doing well, even though we tended to see weaker commodity prices in the last day, a reflection of a couple of things, not least of which was a stronger US dollar, which was being dragged higher by higher borrowing costs or higher US bond yields in the last day. So at the moment, we've got BHP and Rio up between 1% and 2%. Santos and Oil Search are up between 1.3% in the case of Oil Search and 2% in Santos's experience. The only exception within the resource space to the gains is the gold stocks. So this all turns around rising bond yields. If you've got like a sell-off in the bond market taking place, ultimately you're going to get a better return in the interest rate market. So something like gold is not going to be serving you as well in some circumstances in terms of the thinking. So in the case of Evolution, Northern Star, Newcrest Mining, Evolution is down by 1.2%, Northern Star down by 1.6%, Newcrest down by about a quarter of a percent. Elsewhere, as far as the buy now, pay later stocks are concerned, they are suffering from a couple of things today. Not only the increase in bond yields, but also the knock-on effect of what that means for growth stocks. They tend to get marked down under these circumstances. So that's why you've got Afterpay still trying to make a fist of things around that dollar mark in terms of its share price. So it's had a big fall from grace over the course of the last little while. It's down by 1.7% today. Zip is down by a third of a percent. OpenPay down by around 5%. Elsewhere, as far as other bits of news are concerned, Suncorp shares are up by 1.3%. So they have indicated that their claims to date total around 7,600 in number. In dollar terms, it'll likely total as much as $250 million on the high side. So through the eyes of the markets, which of course are ignoring the human experience here, that was seen as a better case outcome. That's helped the shares up by 1.3%. PointsBet is another organisation doing well today, up by around 5%. So there have been a number of broker upgrades for the online betting organisation. Part of the optimism around that is turning around their fortunes in the United States, where their prospects are looking quite bright. And it's interesting to note that we've got leisure and hospitality and travel related stocks doing well under the circumstances, given the brouhaha that's going on at the moment in Queensland with the virus. Webjet is up by around 3%, similar experience for Flight Centre. Qantas shares are up by around 2%. And finally, the Aussie dollar has been given a little bit of a lift as well, so it's trading back above 76 US cents.